Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, the sky.
New Alachua County Sheriff.
Yep.
You know, he's coming at Chad Scott, Sheriff Scott. And so we'll be talking to him this morning. You want to find out how is he going to differ from, you know, previous leadership? What are what's his mission? What does he want to try to accomplish?
How tinted are Bob's car windows really based on what previous sheriffs have said?
That latest car I have, I haven't bothered to tint them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, I did it like a lot of Floridians did. I don't really want the sun, you know, burning holes in my upholstery. And,
well, there's that.
You know, my car reaching 147 degrees in the blazing sun and having to get into it. So that the solar stuff has helped with that. But, I always thought it.
It was always a threat for Bob to, you know, find them a reason to hook him up and hauling him off. But, you know, just saying.
Look. If you get a truck that matches the description of my truck, and you're looking for a bad guy, and you can find a reason to pull me over, that's not the worst thing in the world.
No, not at all. They're doing their job.
But if you're, you know, just going fishing or just trying to be, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I get it. I do.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I shall play just one comment of playing devil's advocate.
You're too pro cop. I'm real pro cop, real. I keep it real.
Yes.
You're too much in the bag for them.
Well, that was 5 years on the road as a reserve deputy. I see.
That's no excuse.
Saw it firsthand.
So you're in denial about a lot of the issues.
No, I'm a realist.
I don't know. I think I'm the realist.
Yeah, because I can.
Well, I'm the constitutionalist. I'm pro freedom. I'm pro freedom.
Wow.
So you gotta remember, speeding. It's a public safety issue.
Uh huh. Yeah.
What do you determine speeding by? Some Department of Transportation says that, you know, 45 is plenty fast for this road.
Yes.
Under what conditions? Clearly, I could do 85. My brakes are working. My headlights work. I can stop before that 92-year-old guy putting down the road can.
But sadly, in our society, not everyone has the same level of common sense.
Hmm.
But what I was going to say, it's amazing how many crimes, though. And I get what you're saying. I get the fishing expeditions. But can't tell you how many times murderers, money launderers, so many things have been caught because they didn't use a turn signal.
Yeah, look.
I'm telling you. I've seen it.
Look, you can tell me stories. You can dig them up. Let me tell you something.
Yes, talk to me.
I live in Clay County, okay?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of crime there. It's a very burgeoning, growing community. Even little old Keystone Heights has their share of meth heads and all the drug stuff and ne'er-do-wells, okay?
Yep.
And the Clay County Sheriff's Office, and I like the sheriff there for the most part. But these guys and gals, they sit by this one bridge where the speed limit is artificially lowered very quickly. 60 to 55 to 45 to 35, all within 120 yards, it seems like.
It's not like Waldo.
And I have not gotten ticketed. So this is not a personal complaint.
Yet.
But when I see them on a set, and it's Saturday morning, 9 a.m., when I'm going to pickleball, right around church time on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
Those heathens.
No, you're going to take, Aunt Nancy's grocery money as she's heading to church because she's doing seven over.
I agree with you.
That gives cops the worst name ever. Because here's what we want you to do. Catch bad guys.
Yep.
We're talking about burglars, murderers, shoplifters, rapists.
Yep.
Catch them.
Yep.
Shoot them if you have to.
Well, we don't mind.
But sitting on the side of the road when there's no traffic, I'm not saying that traffic enforcement is not important, but why is it always enforced at a time and a place when it would be the least effective in saving lives?
I get the point.
In other words, you go to a busy area on a Saturday night at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
And people are acting all the ass.
Yes.
Pull them over because they're a risk to others around them.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Even
but this Saturday or Sunday morning crap, it's weak, and it irritates people against law enforcement.
I seem to have pushed a button. Even as a kid, I never understood the concept of, but I don't drink, so that has a little bit of partiality to it. You get to drive to a bar.
Right. There's a parking lot.
A parking lot.
What could go wrong?
So you could go in and all get drunk and then drive home. So, again, I know it's all part of society. And I'm not saying I don't want everybody pulled over because they made some little minor infraction. I get it. I still think you'd be amazed the percentage of things that are found, though. Because stupid people do stupid things. And people who are doing other things, criminal activity, whatever, they're probably not a very good driver either. And they will do stupid stuff. And they do get caught.
Yeah. That's one tool in the toolbox.
Yep.
But to sit out there on the side of the road that goes over the bridge in the mornings and hours
Just got a text that said if Ted Bundy could just drive, he'd still be murdering co-eds.
Or if some of the cops that were patrolling roads while Ted Bundy was murdering people and they were working on homicide and investigative units and closing cases of serial killers, maybe he wouldn't be. Maybe he would have killed less.
Although, not everybody is on the same team within a department, Bob.
That's not my problem.
It's not how it's set up.
That's not my problem.
It's the reality.
No. I'm a law-abiding citizen,
yep.
And we all pay taxes. Who agreed to, we're going to put this many in traffic patrol, and we're going to put this many over here.
Yep.
Who's to say that that's the best use of resources? How is that? Who polices the police, Greg? Who polices the police?
Works its way up the chain.
Mm. Well, yeah, leadership's an important part of that,
mm-hmm, yep.
And how you use the resources that are available, and how you, and this comes back to all of government. I'm not picking on cops.
Yep.
I'm picking on all of government. It's called priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the Democrats were in power, they actually thought it was a priority to open the borders.
Yes, they did.
And as a side effect of that, all the fentanyl deaths, mm-hmm. murders, rapes, that poor lovely girl in Georgia
yep.
that got murdered,
mm-hmm.
They didn't prioritize what's really important to the American people. Letting
True.
A bunch of illegals
Absolutely.
In the country was not. So it's another government entity,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you have to prioritize.
I agree.
And you need to close cases. Investigations are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all your energy should be put into that.
What's that scripture about obeying the laws of the land? Where is that? Is that in there somewhere? I've read that somewhere.
Render Caesar's. render Caesar if you order a Caesar's pizza.
Ugh.
Other than that, you stick that cash back in your pocket.
I love a Caesar salad.